Abe Sanders was still looking at her, waiting to see if she'd take the bait. If she ranted and raved, she'd look unprofessional, and he could feel better about things. Rainey had no intention of giving him that kind of satisfaction. She said, "We need to have a conversation tomorrow." "Yep." "First thing in the morning."
"Absolutely."
7:30?
7.
"Fine. See you then." They returned to the CSU technicians still working the school. The building was now ablaze with lights. Covered in a swath of yellow crime scene tape and littered with plastic strips from Polaroid film. In the hallway, sections had been cordoned off to form a grid. The most active areas were handled by men in white spacesuits with special vacuums to suck up every last particle of dust. In other places, technicians scraped blood off windows into tiny vials or sprayed down walls with luminol in hopes of bringing more carnage to light. Officers stood by, carefully recording all findings into a crime scene log that would probably fill 3 binders by morning. Rainey walked into a classroom and, with a magnifying glass, resumed combing the walls. She didn't leave for another 2 hours, and then the feel of the pine-scented air against her cheeks was shocking, and the stars appeared almost too white in the clear night sky. She needed to do at least 2 reams of paperwork. The DA wanted to file charges by noon tomorrow, and would need the first wave of police reports. Rodriguez would be taking an aggressive stance. 5 counts of aggravated murder for 3 deaths. A crime so heinous, Daniel O'Grady should be immediately waived to adult court to stand trial. The 13-year-old was a menace to society. He had killed little kids. He had betrayed his community. He had reminded his neighbors that evil could be the person next door. Let's lock him up for the rest of his life. Never to date. Attend a prom, fall in love, get married, have children. To be alive until he was 80 or 90 years old, but never to live. Rainey didn't go to the office. She drove home, where she could sit on her back deck beneath the clear night sky and listen to the owls hoot. She went home, where she could strip off a uniform that smelled of death and grab a cold beer. She went home, where, finally free from prying eyes, she rested her forehead against the neck of the cold beer bottle, thought of those 2 poor little girls, of the school teacher, of Danny, of herself 14 years ago. Police Officer Lorraine Connor went home, and alone at last, she wept.